This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. And to begin, a question. How did the mountain lion get to the other side of the road? Increasingly, the answer to that question, and a plus for all kinds of animals, is there's a bridge or tunnel for them to cross safely and uneventfully. This morning, we'll tell you all about a nationwide effort to build critter crossings. But we have more serious fare to share as well. The internet has forever changed the way we look for love. Still, online dating doesn't always lead to happily ever after. Along with the dreamers who do anything for love, there are scammers willing to steal their money or do far worse. CBS News has been investigating this online treachery for months. And this morning from Jim Axelrod, the first in a week-long series of reports.
She was looking for love online, but instead found danger lurking.
I never thought that it could happen to my mom, but it can happen to anybody.
How hard was it for you to set up a fake profile?
It is easy.
Mr. Kim.
Ahead on Sunday Morning.
Are you doing enough to protect your customers from online romance scammers?
Our alarming investigation into online romance scams.
Tracy Smith will give us a read on a much-talked-about novel from doctor and author Abraham Verghese, a story from Steve Hartman, and more. It's a Sunday morning for the 21st of April, 2024, and we'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All across America, critters are crossing the road, and more of them, Connor Knighton tells us, are doing it in style.
Interstate 90 is the longest interstate highway in the United States. Spanning more than 3,000 miles, it connects Seattle in the west to Boston in the east. But it also serves as a massive concrete divide. For the animals who live to the north and south of the interstate, this road has absolutely wrecked their commute.
Is there a rush hour for the animals?
Yes. They tend to be nocturnal or crepuscular, sort of at dawn or dusk.
Patty Garvadarda is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Brian White works for the Washington State Department of Transportation. Together, their two organizations have teamed up to develop a network of critter crossings in Washington, overpasses and underpasses designed to provide safe passage for wildlife.
The fact that you have one here and one here, is that because you've identified both of those areas as areas that animals are likely to cross?
Yes, correct.
The crossing project spans 15 miles of I-90 near the Snoqualmie Pass in Washington, flanked by large chunks of what's primarily national forest land, habitat for all sorts of creatures, great and small.
If they're protected on both sides, why does it matter if they're connected?
Because you lose genetic variability, and gradually you start getting localized extinction, and populations get further and further apart and smaller.
Around the country, most animals see a busy highway and turn around. A brave few might try to cross, but they're at risk of getting run over. A wildlife crossing is supposed to make that process far less treacherous. But there's no guarantee that if you build it, they will come.
There's a wildlife corridor sign back there. That helps, right? That's how the animals figure it out. They just look at that and they're like,
yes.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
I guess this is the way to go.
Miles of fencing along the road funnel animals to crossing points. High concrete walls block headlights and dull the traffic noise.
We want to mimic the habitat on either side, native plants and everything, so that animals sort of don't even see the transition.
It worked. In 2023, cameras captured animals using these crossings more than 5,000 times, including mule deer, elk, and coyotes.
When this project started, was there some other example that you were looking at as a success story to model this after?
Well, Banff, Canada obviously comes to the top of the list.
The section of the Trans-Canada Highway that cuts through Banff National Park has been used as a model for crossings worldwide. Banff's 38 undercrossings and 6 overcrossings have reduced wildlife collisions by 80%. Back in the U.S., there are now around 1,500 wildlife crossing structures in 43 states. In Wyoming, pronghorn run across Highway 191. In Florida, panthers and alligators creep under I-75. They can be subtle. Motorists may have no idea they're driving over moose in Montana or tunnels full of tortoises in Utah. But it will be hard to miss this crossing. Not far from Los Angeles, they're building the largest wildlife corridor in the country.
I really wish it had been the smallest. I could have gotten years of my life back, you know, trying to help raise the money and the public support.
Beth Pratt serves as regional executive director for the National Wildlife Federation in California. Once it's completed in late 2025 or early 2026, the Wallace-Annenberg Wildlife Crossing will stretch for more than 200 feet across 10 lanes of the 101 freeway, which can see up to 400,000 vehicles a day.
I think that's a real miracle that over one of the busiest freeways in the world, you're going to be driving under it and a mountain lion fox might be walking over, or a fence lizard or a ground squirrel may have a family on top. That's a really hopeful project, and we do owe it to P22.
This is P22, the celebrated mountain lion who roamed around LA's Griffith Park. When he was younger, he somehow made it across 2 freeways, only to end up a lonely Hollywood bachelor until his death in 2022.
Oh, P22, all of Los Angeles is gonna miss you.
But even for the mountain lions who can find mates, the dates are a little too close to home. Biologists worry the small population here could soon go extinct.
It's almost certain that the cats over here that are breeding are related to each other in some way.
But somewhere over there, maybe there's exactly. a hot new thing.
You know, think if you're on Tinder and all the matches you're getting are family members, right?
Why do we have to
Icky.
Put that in my
yeah,
head?
Yeah, sorry.
The crossing, which is estimated to cost $90 million, will expand the dating pool. That's important for all sorts of critters, even ones who aren't as obviously charismatic. Back underneath I-90, Professor Jason Irwin and his team of Central Washington University students are focused on everything from toads to salamanders.
It's fantastic, and it's really been fantastic to work in a project where they appreciate the little guy.
There are also human lives at stake.
You know, there are parts of the country where traffic safety means installing a new crosswalk at a busy intersection. There are other parts of the country where traffic safety means things like wildlife crossings.
Last year, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced a federal grant program awarding a total of $350 million to states looking to build crossings and improve safety. There are approximately 1 million collisions involving large wildlife on America's roads each year, resulting in some 200 human deaths.
If you think about it that way and you think about how many accidents didn't happen, these crossing structures pay for themselves pretty fast.
Brian White has already seen a reduction in collisions where the crossings have been built. Fewer road closures mean faster commutes for everyone.
This is showing the wildlife collisions incidents that we had along the corridor. This is before we started work, before we had the fence up. This is what it looks like now.
Even though the crossing construction in Los Angeles has meant occasional slowdowns and lane closures, Pratt says the public has been able to stay focused on the benefits down the road.
Wildlife crossings are something, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or what political affiliation, people really support them. I think there's very few people who don't get upset when they see a dead animal on the side of the road. So I think that this is something that in a time where we agree on very little, we pretty much agree on wildlife crossings.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Abraham Verghese has a calling as a physician. He also has a passion to write, and many have labeled his latest book a masterpiece. Tracy Smith reads the fine print.
Dr. Abraham Verghese is vice chair of education at the Stanford University School of Medicine. He's actually an expert in bedside manner, teaching medical students about the importance of the human touch. Dr. Verghese is all about the power of connection, here and in his other calling.
A good story goes beyond what a forgiving God cares to do. It reconciles families and unburdens them of secrets whose bond is stronger than blood. But in their revealing, as in their keeping, secrets can tear a family apart.
These words are from the best-selling book, The Covenant of Water, and they're as lush and vibrant as the world they describe.
The book is set between 1900 and 1970 in Kerala, which is a coastal territory in India, full of lakes, waterways, lagoons, backwaters. And in every generation in this particular family I focus on, one or more members drowns.
The drownings are just one of the mysteries in this family's story of a beloved matriarch, decades of enduring love, and tragic deaths that were sometimes excruciating for him to write about.
Did it have you in tears? Because I cried reading it. Did you cry writing it?
Well, every time I came to revise certain scenes, no matter how many times I'd done it, it was tough. It was, losing somebody.
The Covenant of Water is a difficult book to describe in a few words. It's even tougher to sum up the life of the author. Abraham Verghese was born in Ethiopia to Indian parents. His mother was a teacher who taught her boys early on the value of education. Brother George, on the right, is now a professor at MIT. After medical school, Dr. Verghese took a residency in Johnson City, Tennessee in the 80s, where he found a growing number of people with HIV, which at that point in time was fatal. The experience made him want to tell the world about what he saw and the people he met.
A lot of their messages were, you know, don't postpone your dreams. Life's too short to postpone the things you want to do to others. One day this might transpire. And so all those things kind of came together at that moment. And I was going to write this book.
You had to write this book.
I had to write the book.
So in the winter of 1990, he put his medical practice on hold, cashed in his retirement, and moved his young family to the University of Iowa and their acclaimed writing program.
But I tell you, if you do that, it makes you take yourself seriously as a writer. So I could no longer say, I'm dabbling in this stuff. I mean, I was all in.
Yeah, you committed.
I was.
The resulting book, My Own Country, was a sensation. A subsequent novel, 2009's Cutting for Stone, spent 2 years on the New York Times bestseller list. But his second novel, The Covenant of Water, was closest to his heart. It was inspired by and dedicated to his mother, Mariama, who died in 2016.
Yeah, the inspiration was very much my mom and the strong women around my mother, such as her mother-in-law and her mother. You know, these were sort of heroic women who lived quiet lives. The world would never know about their heroism. The world would never know how much tragedy they went through.
Their story spans three generations, and there's a lot to keep track of. So he used these whiteboards to keep it all straight.
How does this help you form the story?
You know, I think it was really not helpful in the way people imagine, where it was like a architectural plan. I think this was me sort of beginning to see the characters, to visualize them for myself.
And after 10 years, he finally got The Covenant of Water published. And then a form of literary lightning struck.
Welcome to all the book club members who are watching us on Oprah Daily. I am thrilled for this conversation.
Oprah called you to give you a heads up that she was choosing your book.
I hear this beautiful, resonant voice, melodious voice, saying, hi, this is Oprah. And I stood up because I have the most tremendous respect for her.
You stood up.
I stood up. I mean, I don't know of anybody else in our culture that has brought more readers to books.
This speechgoer said she had The Covenant of Water on her TBR list. Well, I made it easier for her and gave her a copy.
Not only did Oprah choose his book, she physically handed out copies of it, and she plans to make it into a movie. And Oprah's not the only big fan. It was on former President Obama's list of favorite books from 2023.
I've been incredibly lucky, I must say. I don't know that I can point to it being all my skills, certainly not. You need a lot of luck when you produce a book.
What do you think your mother would make of all of this?
I think my mother would be delighted. Our parents are not particularly demonstrative in the things that they say in terms of praise, but I think she would have been very pleased.
And if writing is Abraham Verghese opening his heart to the world has answered in kind.
It's lovely to meet you. I love your work.
The book stayed on the New York Times bestsellers list for 37 weeks. The story, inspired by his mother, has taken on a life of its own, something even the esteemed doctor finds hard to explain.
It's amazing. It's a bestseller in Italy, South Africa. You know, when I hear these things, I don't know what to say. You know, when I get these pieces of good news coming to me, for example, you know, CBS Sunday Morning is going to be talking to you. It feels beyond me.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, I did something, but I didn't do the whole thing.
It's bigger than you.
It's bigger than me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
For months now, our CBS News investigative unit has been exploring the dark, dangerous side of online dating. The results of their exhaustive inquiry will air all this week, starting now. Here's correspondent Jim Axelrod.
She had all these buckets full in her life. My mom did. But there was this one bucket that was missing, and that was a male relationship.
3 years after Kelly Gao's father died from cancer, her mother, 57-year-old Laura Kowal, a retired hospital executive, decided she was ready to start dating again.
My mom was actually very specific about wanting to do online dating. It allowed her the opportunity to have more control of what she was looking for in somebody, and it felt safer.
After going online, Laura found what she thought was true love on Match.com. She fell hard for a man named Frank. A self-described Swedish businessman, his profile included this stolen photo.
October 4th, 2018, she meets Frank over email. Smart, shrewd, savvy woman. 12 days later, telling someone she's never met, you have my heart forever.
Clearly, my mom felt the emotions of feeling loved and having companionship just through email. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, how could that happen?
That's right. This lonely-hearted retiree who sought safety as she started dating fell for a man she never met face-to-face. Which is why, in the summer of 2020, Kelly was relieved that Laura's online romance seemed to have run its course.
And I'm calling in regards to your mother, Laura Kowal.
Until she received an alarming call from a federal agent.
Who may have been involved in a fraud scam as a victim.
I called my mom, and I immediately knew there was something legitimate to this.
What are you thinking?
I knew it had to do with Frank.
Kelly rushed to her mom's home in Galena, Illinois.
It's not like she'd planned to leave, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Calling the police when she found the house empty.
Effie was just laying on the couch when I got here.
Except for her mom's dog, Effie, who never left her side.
I just don't know where she would have gone.
She started looking for clues, sifting through bank records, and discovering her mom had wired Frank about $1.5 million. Just about everything she had.
I think as I went through and started uncovering this, I just became almost sick at just the depths of all of it.
In the last year, 2023, our best estimate is losses in the range of $1.3 billion related to romance scams alone.
$1.3 billion.
And that represents an increase from about $500 million in 2019.
Arun Rao runs the Consumer Protection Branch at the Department of Justice, which investigates online romance scams.
It's been a rapid rate of increase, but we believe that is also substantially undercounting the true extent of the problem.
Undercounted because people are wrapped in shame and embarrassment, and so they may not actually go to law enforcement and report it?
That's right. They may be embarrassed that they have been victimized in this way. They may be afraid to tell their friends or family.
They come from all walks of life. It's all ages.
All education levels?
All education levels. Doctors and lawyers to ditch diggers.
Even though retired U.S. Postal Inspector Natalie Rita saw it many times, it never failed to stun her how the heart overruled the head.
When you're signing up, there are banners and warning signs that say, don't ever send money to somebody you don't know.
Ron wants your money. Don't send it. The person pretending to be Ron is a scammer.
So people run right through the stop sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As Laura drew closer to Frank, her family grew suspicious, and for good reason. As federal agents would eventually discover, Frank's photos were of an unsuspecting Chilean doctor, and his emails would be traced not to Sweden, but here, to Ghana.
You need to be very good in building the trust.
We spoke to a former scammer who called himself Emmanuel.
Actually, you need two things. You need to establish trust, and you need to exploit their hope.
That is it. So when we are able to do that, then we start extracting money from them.
Ghana and nearby Nigeria are home to thousands of scammers operating with impunity. They're called Yahoo Boys by religious leaders who seem to condone their crimes.
Many Yahoo Boys, Yahoo Girls, Yahoo Man, Yahoo Woman are going to make heaven.
Emmanuel describes sophisticated teams with specialists who could impersonate accents and harness technology to mask their location.
How hard was it for you to set up a fake profile on the sites like Match.com?
It is easy.
In a 2019 lawsuit, the Federal Trade Commission alleged that as many as 25 to 30% of Match.com members who register each day were using Match.com to perpetrate scams. 25 to 30%. Match Group told us in a statement, "We believe the FTC allegations have no merit."
Mr. Kim, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Jim Axelrod from CBS News.
After 6 months of asking Match.com's parent company to discuss this, we finally approached Bernard Kim, the CEO of Match Group, the largest online dating company, which operates apps including Hinge, OkCupid, and Tinder.
We've been talking to a bunch of scammers, and they say they're having absolutely no problem setting up fake profiles.
We're working really, really hard every single day to make sure that people are authentic.
I was talking to the head of Match.com, the man who runs it. And he said to me, making sure people don't get scammed, that's our top priority.
I think maybe he's not aware of what is really going on Match.com. Maybe he might think he had that security on Match.com, but people have their way around it.
It's easy to get around it.
So easy to go around it.
Match Group says it spends $125 million annually on trust and safety. Prosecutors do pursue cases against the scammers when they can find them. In Laura Kowal's case, they trace some of the money she sent to scammers to three people in Chicago who have been charged with wire fraud, including this woman, an American military veteran and postal worker named Jennifer Gosha.
I thought we were in a relationship, and I thought we were going to build together and have a life together. And it turned out that wasn't the case.
Gosha pleaded not guilty and told us she's not a criminal, but a victim who was coerced into helping Laura's scammers, saying the Nigerian co-conspirator she was dating used her to help launder money scam from others.
Do you ever think to yourself, I played a part in someone's life being ruined?
I have thought that many, many times. And I didn't play a part in it knowingly.
If convicted, Gosha could face up to 30 years in prison. She claims she didn't make a single penny from any alleged scam.
I am not someone who decides at 52 years old, after all I've accomplished in my life, now I'm going to become a criminal mastermind.
Kelly spent weeks reading hundreds of emails between her mother and Frank as she untangled their relationship. And just like Jennifer Gosch's claims about the man she was dating, Frank had started teaching Laura how to help him move money. It's a harrowing new twist to online romance scams. Laura Kowal was now an accomplice, becoming what law enforcement calls a money mule.
They go and they open bank accounts at financial institutions. Most of the time, the wire transfers into the bank accounts are the proceeds from other romance fraud victims.
James Barnicle, the head of the Financial Crimes Division of the FBI, says this is next-level victim exploitation.
They're committing a crime at that point. So they've opened a bank account illegally under false pretenses. That's bank fraud.
Laura went so far as to set up fake dating profiles that ensnared more victims.
There were some emails where she said, I'm not comfortable doing this, saying that she's uneasy about this. It just really saddens me that it got to that point that ultimately she was participating in illegal behaviors.
Oh, I love you, honey.
With her mom still missing, Kelly found one more clue, a haunting note.
Kelly, you have kept me going this long. I love you. You were right in your judgment of me. I've been living a double life this past year. It has left me broke and broken. Yes, it involves Frank. I tried to stop this many times, but I knew I would end up dead.
2 days after she disappeared, Laura was found dead in the Mississippi River, almost 250 miles from her home. Kelly has spent the last 3 years desperately trying to find out just what happened to her mother, retracing the last hours of Laura's life from Illinois to Iowa to Missouri.
My heart is just extremely heavy that she died this way, and this is where she was found.
Laura's death was ruled a drowning, not a suicide. Kelly thinks about her mom's last note and believes she was killed. She drives the miles between her mom's home and where Laura was found, hoping to solve the mystery.
I never thought that this could happen to her, but I'm sitting here today as proof that this could happen to anybody.
The criminals who did this to your mom, we're sitting here because of them.
And I have so much anger towards them. Because I look at my life now and my mom is missing out on all of that. They took so much away from me. They took everything away from her. My family will never get that time back.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The love between mother and child knows no bounds. And if you need proof, here's our Steve Hartman.
A lot of kids in America want to run a lemonade stand, but not many feel like they have to. 7-year-old Emery Johnson started her business a few weeks ago after a terrible nightmare morning.
I woke up with the worst news of my life.
Emery's mother, Carly, died unexpectedly at the age of 29. She was a single mom and Amory's everything.
We go see Mommy?
Which is why she couldn't understand, first time she went to the cemetery with her grandmother Jennifer, why everyone else got giant granite headstones, but her mom, just this tiny metal one.
Did that bother you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it felt like she was being left out.
Her grandma tried to explain how they couldn't afford a headstone right now.
She had tears in her eyes and wanted to help.
So she did the only thing that she could think of to raise money.
Yes.
I made a lemonade stand.
A lemonade stand to pay for her mother's headstone. At first, she didn't make mention of her cause.
Thank you.
But word got out.
Thank you.
And before long,
thank you.
Emery says it seemed like just about everyone here in Scottsboro, Alabama was thirsty for lemonade. The price was a dollar.
Thank you.
But she says people liked it so much.
How many cups do you want?
They often paid more.
Thank you.
The most that we got for one cup of lemonade was $300.
For lemonade?
Yeah, for one cup.
Whoa! So far, Emery's lemonade stand has raised more than $15,000, which will all go into savings because a monument company is now donating the headstone. But more importantly, Emery has taken that lemon life handed her and squeezed out hope.
Her comment was when all these people came, she couldn't believe so many people cared for and loved her mommy.
They always say it takes a village to raise a child, but sometimes it also takes a village to mourn a mom. Folks around here take that role seriously, offering Emery comfort by the cupful and all the love she can drink.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Please join us when our trumpet sounds again next Sunday morning.
Nickelodeon's got your preschoolers covered from sunrise to bedtime with four brand new podcasts. Grab their backpack and go on a culinary quest with Dora's Recipe for Adventure. Make game time great time with Let's Guess Who with Josh and Blue. And tuck in for adventure with Nickelodeon's Goodnight Bedtime Stories. Plus, we've got a brand new season of Storytime with Josh and Blue. Search Nickelodeon on your favorite podcast app to listen.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.